Here he is, Joe Locke. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, last time you were here at Radio 2, I was on the Civilised Afternoon Show, and we had figured out that I'd been in your granddad's taxi on the Isle of Man.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do remember.
Have you been back recently?
I went back last week, actually.
Did you?
I was in my granddad's taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say hello to the fairies when he went past the ferry bridge?
Of course, every time.
First time I went to the Isle of Man, it was probably with your granddad in his taxi. They were like, you've got to wave to the fairies as you go over the bridge.
You do.
Like, what? But I did. How was it going back? What is it like going back to the Isle of Man now that you are a big star?
I mean, I love going home. It's like, I think when I was a teenager, I really resented the small islandness of it. But
yeah.
Now, it's like a nice escape.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. And all my family is still there, so...
Can you get any peace and quiet there now, though?
Yeah, no, I can. No one cares in the Isle of Man.
Do they
not? No, it's great. No one... If anything, it's like, oh, there's the guy that left. He thinks he's all Mr. Big now.
Oh, wow.
Which is great. Really humbling.
Maybe they just don't have any of your shows in the Isle of Man yet.
Which would be great.
Great!
Yeah.
Oh, apparently it does exist on the island. They just don't care, Joe.
They just don't care about me, which is great. I like that.
But that's great. You can just have some downtime.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, you've been having a lovely summer.
Yes.
You were away with the rest of the boys from Heartstopper last week. Lovely and sunny.
Yeah, but we were in Nice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you were with Elton and David Williams. How does a holiday with Elton John and David Williams, how does that even begin? How does it happen?
Well, because Kit played young Elton in Rocket Man, and so since then, Elton loves, you know, making sure that young people are good in the industry. He really cares, and we've become friends for that
way.
Yeah,
he always has.
Yeah, he's a really wonderful man.
So, do they just message you saying, come on over?
Pretty much.
I mean, it looked like a lovely lunch.
It was a very, very nice trip.
And then I saw David Williams started dancing to Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
He did.
Did you hide behind the menu at that point?
I didn't get up and dance, but I was jiggling along.
When people go to fancy places, I always want to know what they ordered. So what did you have?
David Furnish did all the ordering.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, he's
lobster,
he's good
for everyone.
It was great food.
I saw Elton had the lobster. Joe, please tell me you didn't pay for that meal.
I did that thing, you know, when you're like with someone, you go to a really nice restaurant and you pretend to go to get your card and then you're hoping that someone else is gonna just, and then
who gave their card in the end?
I think Elton paid.
Yeah, great. So lovely, nice break in Nice with Sir Elton John and David Williams, as you do. And then one minute you're auditioning to be a munchkin in the Isle of Man's amateur production of The Wizard of Oz, and next minute, you know, Sir Elton's in Nice with you. What a mad life you're having.
Yeah, very crazy.
To be fair, you are allowed a celebration because you've just finished filming the last part of Heartstopper, right?
Yes, we finished a few weeks ago.
And today, have you seen this? Congratulations, you're nominated for an NTA.
Oh, great.
Did you not know?
I didn't know.
Well,
I'm
the first person to tell you.
Well, thanks.
Heartstopper is nominated in the returning drama category.
Ooh.
That's amazing. Was it weird to say goodbye to Charlie?
It was, you know. I think, you know, he's been such a big part of my life for so long. And I don't know, it was weird. It felt like a non-event almost, because it was like, I'm so used to playing him that on the last day of shooting, I was like, oh, no, wait, no, this is it.
Yeah.
This is a really weird feeling.
So many of our listeners have this show as like a family watch, you know, they watch it with their kids, and it's a great show. Loads of kids and parents love Heartstopper, and lots of people eagerly awaiting for the film next year. Can you tell us anything about that at all?
Ooh, I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say.
Great.
But I can say that it's a lovely ending, it's fun, it's a lot more grown up, and in a really nice way. I think, you know, these characters, we've been growing up with them, and now they're finally catching up and becoming adults, and so it's a lot of that.
Is it out soon?
No.
Is it next year?
It'll be next year.
When?
I don't know.
Okay.
But not that soon.
Okay.
We only just finished it.
I'm happy.
Great.
Film is coming. It's happening. Have you done it already? Is it all filmed?
All filmed. All done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We're going to talk about your West End debut.
Yes.
In a second. First, I think we should play The Man That Paid the Bill. Sophie here in London loves you, Joe.
Aww,
loves Heartstopper. Watched it with her kids. Joe Locke, one of Britain's rising stars, is with me on the Scott Mills Breakfast Show. That was your mate Elton, and I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've done TV, you've done film. You've done Broadway.
Yeah.
And now you are doing the West End.
Yes,
in London. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, I'm doing this play called Clarkston, written by Sam Hunter, who wrote The Whale, which won Oscars with Brendan Fraser a few years ago. It's a coming-of-age story about two boys in rural Washington in the US. You know, it really follows, like, it's quite a lot about platonic male love, this friendship between these two boys that forms, and also, like, the hardships in their life. And it's a really beautiful story.
Do you have to do an American accent?
I do.
Can we hear some of that?
Absolutely not.
But why?
Because it's stressful, it's scary doing it on the radio live, yeah.
I'm always fascinated by this. Do you have to have a coach for that?
We do have a dialect coach, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you going to rehearsals after this?
We start rehearsals at 10, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And has it just begun, the rehearsals?
Yesterday was day one. Oh, so
right,
today's day two.
It's not fair for me to ask you to do your accent.
Please don't.
Maybe in a few weeks.
In a few weeks, yeah. We open on the 17th of September, yeah. So.
It feels like a bit of a departure from the roles you've played before.
Yeah, I play this character called Jake, and he's a lot more grown up in some ways than other parts I've played before. It feels like I'm you know, my career is starting to grow up.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to be an adult, which is great.
I have a slight bone to pick. I heard you say recently you'd pick Broadway over the West End any day.
Did I say that?
Oh, well, probably, yeah.
Well,
podcast. One of our team heard a podcast.
Right, okay. Okay, well, I will take that back. I love the West End. I love London.
It's not true.
It's not true. It's all lies.
You have spent a lot of time in America, though, right?
I have, yeah.
Do you love it?
I New York is my favourite place in the world other than London. It's.
I think they're quite similar in some ways.
New York is like London on steroids.
Yes.
And it's great, but then sometimes you need a break. Whereas London, I feel like I could be here forever. And
it's quite a lot, New York.
Yeah.
I know they always say, but it doesn't stop. Whereas London, past 11 o'clock, does kind of stop.
Well, our director and our writer are American. They're like, where do you go for dinner after 10 p.m. here?
We don't.
Yeah. I was like, you go to bed.
Yeah. Just go to sleep.
Yeah.
One of my favourite things from your Agatha days is your friendship with Patti LuPone.
Yes.
Is this right? She's given you diva lessons to get you prepared for the world of showbiz.
So she did give me diva lessons, and then one day I think something happened on set and we were running late, and then she turned to me and goes, honey, you don't need any lessons from me. You've got it already.
Why? What did you do?
I don't know. I was like, is this a compliment or not? I don't know if this is a good thing. I promise I'm not difficult to work with.
How often do you two chat? Is it often?
Yeah, I text her like every few weeks, and she'll send a crazy voice note back.
Yeah.
I have like I've got two folders in my phone. One is screenshots of texts from her, and then another is just all of the voice memos she sent me, because she sends some crazily funny things.
So, I mean, she must be a real laugh.
Yes, she is.
Is there a bit of advice, the best bit of advice that she's given you?
I mean, she's given me so much advice. She's very, very strong on knowing one's worth and you know, making sure that you stand up for yourself.
Mm. Do you think she'll come and see you in this play?
I hope she will. I hope she will, yeah.
Right, tell me when that is.
Okay, I will.
I'd love to meet. Thank you so much for coming in today. I know you've got to rush off to rehearsals now.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No, well, thank you. We're going to play Olivia Rodrigo, and good for you. Drop by anytime you want, Joe.
Great. I'll just come in tomorrow then.
Bring David, bring Elton if you want. Also, some people are like, do you not mean had dinner with Elton John and David Furnish? No, it was definitely David Walliams.
And David Furnish was there too.
I was there as well. Two Davids. Joe takes to the stage in Clarkston at the Trafalgar Theatre in London from the 17th of September. Tickets are on sale now. I've just been told there's something you want to tell me. I'm scared. What is it?
I think, and maybe this is what I've been told to say, there are £25 onstage tickets available from right now. I think that's what it was.
You can sit on the stage?
You can sit on the stage.
In this show?
Yeah, and I might even be so close that I accidentally spit on you.
Right. Great, get your tickets
now.
I've never heard of that before.
No, I hadn't until yesterday walked in rehearsal.
Oh,
like, close on the stage as well.
I thought you were going to drop some awful bombshell there on me, Joe.
I feel like that was what I was supposed to say.
Everyone's nodding.
Everyone's saying, yeah, great.
Thumbs up. Right, there we go. Clarkston, Trafalgar Theatre in London, 17th of September it starts. Tickets on sale now. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Good luck with rehearsals.